Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Amen Break variation in Ableton Live 12 that feels like it was pulled off a battered VHS tape in the middle of a dark warehouse rave. So yes, we want jungle energy, we want lo-fi atmosphere, and we want that gritty motion. But we still need the break to hit hard enough for a modern D&B mix. The big idea here is simple. We are not just editing a break, we are designing a break blueprint. Something you can drop into a rolling drum and bass track, a jungle tune, or even a halftime section that needs texture and character. Now, before we start, think in layers. That is the first coach note. A strong VHS rave amen usually works best when the rhythm, the texture, and the space each come from different decisions. So we're going to keep the groove alive first, then add color second. Start by finding a clean amen source. If you already have a classic amen loop in your library, perfect. If not, use any amen style break with clear kick, snare, and hi-hat transients. Drag it into an empty audio track, and set your project tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. That's a great classic D&B starting zone. If the sample isn't already lined up, open the clip, turn warp on, and make sure the first transient is locked right to bar 1. Here's an important point. Don't overcorrect everything. If you warp every tiny transient into robotic perfection, the break loses its human swing. For this style, slight drift is good. Use beats mode if you want punch, and preserve transients if possible. The goal is energetic, not grid robotic. Next, we slice the break to a drum rack. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient if you want clean hit control, or by 1/16 if you want more manual flexibility. Ableton will create a drum rack with the slices mapped across pads, and now we're in blueprint mode. This is where you can reprogram the rhythm, layer hits, and create variations across one or two bars. Keep the original audio clip muted for reference while you build the MIDI version. That way you can compare your edits to the source and make sure you're not drifting too far away from the amen identity. Now program a two-bar variation, not a copy. That's the mindset. In bar 1, keep the familiar amen backbone. In bar 2, introduce a little change. Maybe a delayed snare ghost. Maybe an extra kick pickup. Maybe a short hat stutter before the backbeat. Maybe one missing hit, just to create tension. That little asymmetry is what makes the loop feel composed instead of looped. A useful shortcut here. If the pattern feels too busy, remove one hit before you add more processing. Space often creates more movement than extra edits. Once the pattern is in place, humanize it. A rigid break kills the vibe fast. In the MIDI editor, nudge a few hits slightly late for drag, push a few hats slightly early for urgency, and vary the velocity so the hits breathe. Strong snare hits can live around 100 to 127. Ghost snares can sit lower, maybe 40 to 80. Hats can range around 50 to 100 depending on their role. The key is contrast. The amen vibe comes from contrast, not uniformity. Now we move into the VHS rave processing chain. We're going to work on the break bus or on the drum rack group, and we'll use stock Ableton devices to build the character. First up, EQ8. Clean up the low end before the effects start chewing on the signal. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Make a gentle cut if the break feels boxy around 300 to 500 Hz. And if you need a little extra hat bite, try a small boost around 4 to 7 Hz. Doing this early means the distortion and lo-fi processing will chew the right frequencies instead of turning the break into mud. After EQ8, add saturator. This gives us harmonic grit. A drive of about 2 to 6 dB is often a good starting point. Turn soft clip on, and listen for the moment where the break starts to feel a little more physical without losing its snap. If it gets too clean, push harder. If it starts thinning out, back off and rely on parallel grime later. Then comes drum bus. This is a great device for drum and bass breaks because it adds weight and glue. A little drive, some crunch, and a slight boost to transients can make the break feel more present. Be careful with boom if your sub is already busy. In many modern D&B arrangements, the break needs to live more in the mids and highs, leaving the deep low end to the bass line. Now for the VHS flavor, Redux. This is where the tape grime enters the picture. Use it subtly. We want tape wear, not total digital destruction. A touch of downsampling, a little bit of bit reduction, and a dry/wet amount somewhere around 5 to 20% can be enough to give the break a degraded edge without wrecking the transient shape. Right after that, try chorus ensemble. Keep it low, slow, and subtle. This can introduce a slightly seasick wobble and stereo movement that feels very tape-like. You're aiming for unstable, not obviously chorus processed. Then add echo. Use a short time like 1/8 or 1/16 dotted, depending on the groove, with low feedback and filtered highs. Keep the wet amount modest. The goal is ghost tails around snares and hats, not an obvious delay effect plastered across the whole loop. After that, use a short, dark reverb or hybrid reverb. Think small rave room memory, not giant wash. A decay around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds usually works well. Add a bit of pre-delay, cut the low end, and keep the top dark. This makes the break feel like it exists in a real space, like a room full of smoke and old fluorescent light. Finish that chain with utility. This is where you check stereo width and mono compatibility. If the break is too wide, narrow it a little. If it needs to sit cleaner in the mix, keep the low-end mono elsewhere in the arrangement. You want the break to feel alive, but not sloppy. Now let's add a parallel grime layer. This is one of the best tricks for this sound. You can duplicate the break, or send it to a return track. If you duplicate it, high-pass it more aggressively, crush it harder with redux, distort it harder with saturator, and add more echo and reverb. Then tuck it underneath the main break at a lower volume. That gives you the dirty VHS mood without sacrificing the main attack. If you prefer cleaner control, set up return tracks instead. One return can be dark reverb, another can be crunchy echo, another can be a degraded modulation send. This is a really elegant way to automate atmosphere only where you need it, especially at phrase ends and transitions. And speaking of transitions, beat repeat is your friend here. It's brilliant for jungle edits and rave energy. Put it on the break bus or return track, and keep the settings controlled. Try 1-bar or 2-bar intervals, a 1/16 or 1/32 grid, and a low chance setting, maybe 10 to 30%, then automate it in at fill points or phrase endings. This creates that quick stutter excitement right before a drop or section change. Now we arrange the break into phrases instead of just looping it forever. That matters a lot. A 16-bar sketch could go like this. Bars 1 to 4 are relatively clean and functional. Bars 5 to 8 introduce more degradation and a few extra ghost hits. Bars 9 to 12 pull back a little so the bass has space. Bars 13 to 16 bring in fills, stutters, and stronger reverb throws. This is where the loop starts becoming a performance. You can remove the kick on bar 4 or bar 8 for tension, add a snare pickup into the next phrase, automate delay or reverb sends at the end of a section, or briefly mute hats to reveal what the bass is doing underneath. That contrast is powerful. Tight and dry can make the wide and degraded moments hit much harder. Very important here, check the break with bass early. Don't wait until the end. A break that sounds huge by itself may need less low mid body once a res or sub is in place. If the bass line is dense, let the break focus on snare identity, hat rhythm, and selective fill moments. If the bass line is sparse, the break can carry more ghost notes, more room tone, and more wobble. A great advanced idea is call and response editing. Let bar 1 introduce a rhythmic idea, and bar 2 answer it with a changed ending. For example, a hat cluster in the first bar, then a snare pickup in the second, or a kick ghost in the first bar, then a chopped snare drag in the next. That makes the break feel composed, not just recycled. Another strong technique is micro dropouts. Remove a hat for 1/16th, drop a ghost note before a snare, cut the tail of a fill hit. These tiny absences create momentum. Sometimes what makes a break feel more alive is not the extra hit, but the one hit you intentionally leave out. You can also play with velocity shadows. That means a strong main hit can have a much quieter duplicate underneath it, slightly early or slightly late. It gives the break a hidden undercurrent, almost like a ghost rhythm inside the main rhythm. For tape-style movement, keep the modulation subtle and place it on a bus rather than on every single drum hit. Gentle chorus ensemble, a slow auto-filter movement on the top layer, or slight automation on the degraded return can create drift without wrecking timing. That's the sweet spot. Unstable enough to feel haunted, stable enough to dance to. If you want more dark room illusion, keep the main break relatively dry and let the tails carry the atmosphere. Short reverb on selected snare hits, darker, delay throws on phrase ends, and filtered ambience behind the drums can make the whole thing feel like it's living in a real warehouse space. If the processing starts flattening the punch, split the break into a clean layer and a dirty layer. Let the clean layer handle attack and clarity. Let the dirty layer provide texture and width. That way you can push the grime much harder, without losing the dancefloor impact. Here's a useful arrangement upgrade. Build an 8-bar energy arc. Bars 1 and 2 establish the groove. Bars 3 and 4 add light variation. Bars 5 and 6 increase texture or stutter activity. Bars 7 and 8 strip something away and tease the next section. That kind of motion keeps the break feeling like it's evolving with the track. For transition tools, think snare-only pickups, one-bar filtered breaks, short beat repeat bursts, reverse reverb into the downbeat, or a delay throw on the final hat or rim hit. These are small moves, but they're the kind that make sections feel intentional. Before we wrap, here's the homework challenge. Build three versions of the same Amen variation from the same original source. First, a club functional version with restrained processing and clear transients. Second, a haunted VHS version with more modulation, more echo and reverb throws, and stronger tape texture. Third, a transition weapon with short fill edits, beat repeat, and extra noise or tails meant only for phrase changes. Then compare them in context, and next day, decide which one gives you the best groove, which one gives you the best atmosphere, and which one gives you the best tension.